Well, you thought the Foo Fighters at Totes was exciting. Now, Steel Panther.
Coming to Toad's Place. Toad's Place. Toad's Place. Come on.
On October 30th.
Oh, nice.
Stick Zadina, the drummer of Steel Panther, on the phone now. Good morning.
What's happening, guys?
What's up?
I'm very excited about this.
You know what? You are half as excited as I am because I am over the moon.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was a competition.
When's the last time you were at Toad's Place? Do you remember?
Great place.
I remember the night, but I don't remember when.
Okay. All right. Yeah, it's a real fun.
I'm horrible at remembering when we did things. If you told me I did something 2 weeks ago, it could have been 15 years ago, and I'd be like, right on.
Okay, well, I'm going to beat you, okay? Because Ruth asked me yesterday, you know Mickey Thomas from Starship and all that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Ruth asked me, hey, have you ever interviewed Mickey Thomas before? And I said, no. And Phil said, yeah, you did. I'm like, I did. Apparently, I did twice. And not only did I interview him twice, we had AJ get up on stage and sing We Built This City with him.
What you're telling me is Mickey Thomas is an amazing interview.
Yeah, so memorable that I forgot.
Real quick, totally off topic, but on topic. Did you guys ever think that Mickey Thomas had a tire company?
No.
Because you know, because when I was a kid, I was like, I can't believe the guy from Starship makes Mickey Thompson.
You thought it was Mickey Thompson? Because those tires were the...
I'm like, dude, he rocks and makes cool tires.
I remember my brother had a 66 Mustang, and he was so like happy he got Mickey Thompson wide tires on the back.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That is amazing.
Yeah, that's my last name. Blow it for the day.
Yeah, very cool. Well, who did you grow up listening to, and have you met any of them, and what was that like?
Oh man, that's a multi part great question. I grew up listening to Maiden, Priest, Sabbath,
nice.
Zeppelin. Like that was, you know, that was my kind of jam. I didn't get into like the death and speed metal. I liked Metallica. I liked earlier Metallica. I liked earlier Megadeth. But I had, you know, we got a chance to tour with Judas Priest, and that was a life changing experience for me. We got to tour with Def Leppard, Motley Crue. We actually played remember that network Spike TV, you know, that network?
Oh, yeah.
Men's Choice Awards. And we were the house band 1 year for the award show. And Ozzy came out and we did Iron Man with Ozzy. And
Dude,
you ready for this story? This is crazy. So before the show, it's Sharon, Ozzy, and Ozzy's assistant, Tony, if you remember Tony from the TV show. And So we're having a meeting. Sharon's like, okay, we're going to do Iron Man, and it's going to be great. And Ozzy's excited. And Ozzy's like, yes, I'm excited. He didn't really say much. And so as the drummer, I'm like, all right, cool. I'm super stoked. How do you guys want to end the song? Because, you know, you just don't – people do it differently. So Sharon goes, well, Ozzy's going to keep singing, you know, and then when Ozzy finishes – then you end. That's the instructions I got. And I'm like, cool, that doesn't help me at all, but awesome. And then I pull Tony aside. I go, Tony, when are we going to know when he stops singing? He goes, you'll know. And I was like, he's like Yoda. And I was like, I guess I'm going to feel it in the Force. And you know what? He was totally right. Ozzy was very clear about it, and we were tight as hell. It was awesome.
Oh, wow. That's a great story.
I love it.
Wow. Yeah. To play with Ozzy and then kind of wing it. You
and
know?
Nail it.
And yeah, nail dude, it.
We were a jazz band with Ozzy Osbourne. We were just kind of riffing. Wow.
Yeah, because the last thing you want to do when you're playing with an idol is F up. Because that's going to be your takeaway. When you hear or see that person in the future, you're going to just be like, oh, I blew that.
I did blow it once with Joe Walsh.
Really?
One of him. Yeah.
I'll bet you he didn't notice.
Joe Walsh came to one of our shows. He came to one of our shows, and we did Rocky Mountain Way. He got up on stage, and he's playing, right? So he's up at the microphone. I'm behind him playing. And I'm like, this is Joe Walsh, Eagles. And I'm like, I can't believe it, right? And I rarely get starstruck, but he's one of those guys, legend to me. And so we're playing, and it's... And we go to the middle section. It's the solo, and we're killing it. Everybody's killing it. All of a sudden, I see him. He throws his hand in the air with the number one. And I think what he's doing, he's like, he's rock and roll. I'm killing it. I'm number one. But he was telling the band to go back to the top.
And so I
was so in the moment. I'm like, this is epic. Missed like the misty, like kind of way to introduce the top again. And he looked back at me and he gave me stank eye. And I was like, sorry, Joe Walsh.
Sorry, Joe Walsh.
But you know what? We ended up pulling it off. It was great.
Styx with Steel Panther on the show right now. They're coming to Toad's Place. It's going to be a great night, October 30th. I have a Joe Walsh story that happened in Connecticut. The Eagles were playing the biggest outdoor concert in Connecticut history. 80,000 people at Yale Bowl. It was Little River Band, Heart, and then the Eagles, right at the height of the Eagles' fame. And, wow. You know, also at the height of them partying. Joe Walsh is backstage, out of his mind, and he passes out. And they can't wake him up. And it's time now for the Eagles to go on. And Don Henley and Glenn Frey say, we're not going on without Joe Walsh. And... because Jimmy Coplick, the concert promoter, was thinking, well, maybe we can get someone from the Little River Band or Heart to fill in on guitar with the Eagles. And they were like, no, that's not happening. So Jimmy asked one of his security people like what to do. And he said, well, in the Marines, we knew how to get people up. We would dip their beans in ice water.
And my God.
So they got a tub, filled it with ice and water, pulled down Joe Walsh's pants, and the Marine picked him up and dipped his beans in the water. He woke right up and made the concert.
And nailed it.
That's amazing.
It's a concert that people still lie about going to. It was so great.
Yeah, yeah.
That is unbelievable. And the entire time he had frozen sack.
At the very least, he had a wet crotch.
Shrinkage.
Oh, God, that must have been so uncomfortable.
Styx, you're making me want to go to this show even more. I can't wait till October 30th now. Steel Panther at Toad's Place.
You're making me want to play at Toad's Place with a frozen sack.
Yeah.
Just do it in honor of Joe.
So you grew up listening to Iron Maiden and Judas Priest and Ozzy, Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Do you have a guilty pleasure, like a song that you could tell us that we'd be like, whoa, he likes that song?
Oh, God, there's a lot of them. Hold on. Oh, God, there's so many songs that I listen to that you would be like, What are you even talking about? I listen to a lot of hip hop, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. That's like street cred stuff.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be cool. let me think real quick. So, you know what? You know, honestly, there are a couple disco songs. There's a song called "Give It to Me, Baby," and a song called
Rick
"To
James.
Be Real" by Cheryl Hines.
Oh, yeah, that's a great one.
Those two songs, so like "To Be Real," the band playing on that is Toto, and it's just
I didn't know that.
Insane playing, and I don't know. So there's a couple disco songs you might be surprised to know that I like.
Oh yeah, no, I didn't know that Toto played on that, because I knew that they were a studio band and a sought after studio band in L.A. and they were helping all these people make hits, and they said, "Well, why don't we just become a band?" And that's how they started.
Exactly. And so they're playing on "To Be Real." I mean, you just hear it. You hear Jeff Porcaro just doing his thing. It's crazy. It's great playing.
I'm going to play you a song that here's.
This is yours?
Yeah. Well, here's one of them. And we were just talking about him. Can you hear it?
Hard.
Nope. Here's what's funny about this song, though.
Oh,
yeah.
It's Mickey Thomas. Mickey Thomas. That's right.
The tire guy, you know.
Yeah, the tire guy.
Yeah. Dude, he makes great tires and he sings killer.
Yeah. He does have a great voice, right?
But you know what? To be fair, those sounds over the phone, I mean, I got it wrong, but it sounds like Heart production also.
No, it's very close. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Mickey Thomas for the first time, I think.
for the first third time.
The first third time, exactly. Exactly right.
That's cool.
Dude.
It's going to be great. You're going to ask him all the same questions. He's going to go, do you realize you've asked me this two other times?
I'm going to say all the same things.
Ask him about his tire company, please.
I should do that just to see if he remembers any of this.
Oh, my God.
You guys should come in studio the day you're what day of the
it's
week?
Thursday.
That's a Thursday.
Yeah.
If you're in town.
How far is it from Toad's place?
15-20 minutes.
Yeah, we're a very small state, man.
Yeah, but we're very close.
Yeah, I know,
to
you're all the way across the state. Dude, I would love to come in. That'd be fun.
Yeah, like the band should take over the show for like an hour.
I would entertain the hell out of your listeners, I promise you. And I will not get you penalized by any...
We'll have ice buckets for everybody.
I could see why they have you do the interview. Normally when they give me a drummer, I'm like, oh, they don't care. They're sending me the drum. Like, they got the right guy doing the radio interviews.
I appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
And before I let you go, what do you think of the Nicole Kidman divorce? Have you been following?
Oh, you know what? I heard a blurb, but I'll be honest with you. I have been actively trying to not be on my phone. I am actually, there's a song I'm writing at home. It's called Scrolliosis because I suffer from it.
That's genius! That is unbelievable.
So trademark sticks it in you. but for real, I see it everywhere we travel, airports, we're like these zombies. It's crazy. But anyway, I did see a headline that Nicole Kidman is getting divorced. And I don't know, man. You know, she's a very pretty lady, very pretty and very talented. But it doesn't surprise me. I mean, rock and roll and music and entertainment is undefeated in that department. I mean, I think that the exception are the success stories in this world that we're
That's
all in.
That's a great way to put it, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, dude, it's undefeated. It's difficult. But look at, you know, all the action Keith Urban is going to get. That's going to be insane.
Oh, my God.
Dude,
oh my God!
So
the women I've seen him, like just women throwing themselves on him.
Yeah, and now the shackles are off.
That's another song. That's another
right
song. The shackles are off.
Did we just write an album, you guys? Yeah. This is awesome.
Yeah. Styx, thank you for coming on. We're gonna pursue you. You know, like women pursuing Keith Urban to get you in the band Steel Panther on the show the morning you're playing Toad's Place, October 30th.
Well, I hope you come in. I'd love to, and I hope all your listeners come to the show because it's going to be a crazy night. We're bringing some heat. I think we're bringing dancer poles and dancers. So there's going to be a whole extra element that I think you guys may enjoy.
Hold it, Styx. I wish you just saw Chaz's eyeballs widen when you
said that. I got to get my calendar out right this end right now. Yeah,
it's going to be good. We're bringing the heat. I'm telling you, it's going to be fun.
And I got to tell you, the Foo Fighters just played there, so you know.
I'm so stoked that they opened up for us there.
Steel Panther.
What is it? A secret show that they did?
Yeah, it was kind of a pop up. They announced it Monday. They played Tuesday,
right before they took off for Japan.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Those guys are good dudes, and I'm sure it was beyond rammed in there.
Great show, and so now another one. Toads is on a hot streak celebrating their 50th anniversary. Steel Panther coming to Toad's Place October 30th. Thank you, Styx. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a great day. We'll see you on the 30th.
All right. See you on the 30th.
Hell yeah.